Mrs. Allen is a non-traditional college student completing her bachelor's degree in elementary education in Florida. She has two teenage children of her own and enjoyed volunteering in their classrooms when they were in elementary school. She is thrilled to be fulfilling her dream of becoming a teacher and especially excited because she has just begun her student teaching in a fourth grade classroom in Marion County. She has been learning the rules, routines, and procedures of the classroom while kid watching and getting to know the students. Her cooperating teacher, Mrs. Esposito, provided a list of the 22 students with comments about each. Most comments specifically addressed academic issues, but some were more personal. For instance, Guillermo's father died over the summer in a work-related accident. Guillermo attends weekly counseling sessions at the school to help him cope with his grief. Kenny's father is incarcerated at the Santa Rosa Correctional Institution, a 5.5-hour drive one way. Mrs. Esposito confided in Miss Allen that if Kenny had a bad day, it would likely be on a Monday after he and his mother had made the trip to visit his father over the weekend. This seemed understandable to Mrs. Allen, who couldn't help but notice the somberness of both boys. There were other concerns for her to ponder. 80% of the students qualified for free or reduced lunch. Two children were actually homeless. Suddenly, the wide range of reading and math levels paled in comparison to the personal challenges some of these students were facing. The old saying, "You can't judge a book by its cover," occurred to Mrs. Allen. She realized she would need every possible resource to be an effective educator, not only for these students, but for all of her future students as well. Mrs. Esposito's list included four English learners. Two were native speakers of Spanish, one spoke Finnish, and the other spoke Russian. According to Mrs. Esposito's notes, the four were making adequate progress. Mrs. Allen is determined to learn as much about her students as she can and make every accommodation possible in order to provide appropriate challenges and support. She knows she will be relying on Mrs. Esposito for guidance, and she can always ask her university professors for feedback and ideas. She expects to be challenged in new and exciting ways and commits herself to learning all she can from her internship experience. Continue to read about Mrs. Allen and Mrs. Esposito in Chapter 8, where ways to identify gifted English learners, the underrepresentation of these students, and the perceptions and misconceptions of English learners who are gifted are presented.